all I can really say about that game is, wow, it was, you know, really a hard-fought battle, two good teams. I was very impressed with St. Mary's tonight. Jason had them very well prepared. They had some people that, through the season, really stepped up and hit some big threes for them, especially at crucial times. And we just could never shake them. I think we were up 10 or 11 early in the second half and late in the first half, but they wouldn't go away. They just defended us tough. I thought in the second half we just didn't shoot very well. We didn't look very fresh for some reason. I was surprised by that. But overall, we'll definitely take the win. I thought we didn't panic when we went down 3 or 4 points in the last 2 minutes. Got a couple nice possessions. Got to the foul line, and Jen Smith did a good job off the bench, hitting a couple hoops for us late in crucial times. Jennifer Scrivars also came in defensively. And sometimes throughout a long season, you just don't shoot as well as you normally do. I'd be more alarmed if they weren't the shots that we're used to taking, but they were, and we just had a lot of them go in and out, especially in the latter parts of the second half. So we're looking forward to playing this Saturday and Sunday against Incarnate Word. We definitely know how good they are, as they've already beaten St. Mary's in overtime at St. Mary's, so we'll have our hands full, and I just feel strongly that we need to play our best game of the year so far. They have an excellent point guard in Hardy, a freshman, probably one of the top freshmen in the conference, and they have many experienced players, and like I said before, they kind of have a little bit of an edge on them, because last year I think they were very disappointed they didn't make it into the top four, and just because of a couple close losses they had. So I look for them to bring a great effort here, and we'll have to be ready to play them.